Neath it, on the wooden base of the alcove, an arrangement of blossoming dogwood branches rose up out of a shallow dish that was irregular in shape, with a cracked glaze of the deepest black. I found it very peculiar, but actually it had been presented to Mameha by none other than Yoshida Sakue, the great master of the Setoguro style of ceramics, who became a living national treasure in the years after World War II. At last, Mameha came out from the back room, dressed exquisitely in a cream kimono with a water design at the hem. I turned and bowed very low on the mats while she drifted over to the table, and when she was there, she ranged herself on her knees opposite me, took a sip of tea the maid served to her, and then said this. "Now, Chio, isn't it? Why don't you tell me how you managed to get out of your okia this afternoon? I'm sure Mrs. Nitta doesn't like it when her maids attend to personal business in the middle of the day." I certainly hadn't expected this sort of question. In fact, I couldn't think of anything at all to say, even though I knew it would be rude not to respond. Mameha just sipped at her tea and looked at me with a benign expression on her perfect oval face. Finally, she said, "You think I'm trying to scold you, but I'm only interested to know if you've gotten yourself into trouble by coming here." I was very relieved to hear her say this. "No, ma'am," I said. "I'm supposed to be on an errand fetching kabuki magazines and shamisen strings." "Oh, well, I've got plenty of those," she said, and then called her maid over and told her to fetch some and put them on the table before me. "When you go back to your okia, take them with you, and no one will wonder where you've been. Now, tell me something. When I came to your okia to pay my respects, I saw another girl your age." "That must have been Pumpkin, with a very round face?" Mameha asked why I called her Pumpkin, and when I explained, she gave a laugh. "This Pumpkin girl," Mameha said, "how do she and Hatsumomo get along?" "Well, ma'am," I said, "I suppose Hatsumomo pays her no more attention than she would a leaf that has fluttered into the courtyard." "How very poetic. A leaf that has fluttered into the courtyard. Is that the way Hatsumomo treats you as well?" I opened my mouth to speak, but the truth is, I wasn't sure what to say. I knew very little about Mameha, and it would be improper to speak ill of Hatsumomo to someone outside the okia. Mameha seemed to sense what I was thinking, for she said to me, "You needn't answer. I know perfectly well how Hatsumomo treats you. About like a serpent treats its next meal, I should think." "If I may ask, ma'am, who has told you?